People, wonderful Biafrans, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra, based here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and even good night to some people, because I know some are preparing to go to bed. But those who are devoted to this cause, those who are Biafrans true and true at heart, will be awake this evening to listen to Radio Biafra as we bring you our news this evening, as we bring you our reports, our analysis, our commentaries, and as we also take your views and try to act upon them. Once again, we are welcoming you. We value your listenership. And I'm delighted to also say that Carol Monday is here with me this evening at the studio. She is working very, very hard, trying to see what she can do and her family to try and help Biafra. They've been debating very vigorously today. A lot of people have been saying quite few interesting things, but she's persevered. She hasn't run away as most people would have. So we're very grateful to her for the work that she's continuing to do on behalf of her family, and in a way to try to redeem her country that so spectacularly have let a lot of people down, not just her, but the entire population. The wonderful people of Britain, of England, to be very precise, arguably one of the most civilized places on the face of the earth, they have to know the truth, and that truth has to be communicated to them. These are the things that a lot of people are not aware of, but we are here to tell them the truth, and that truth is what is not just going to set Biafrans free, but also to set the British people free as well. Once again, you're welcome. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the director and host of Radio Biafra, and Carol, please, if you can say hello to our wonderful people so we can commence this evening, please.
Hello and good evening, good morning, good day.
Thank you very much, because Radio Biafra, when we say good morning, good evening, good day, good night, is because Radio Biafra is listened to across the globe. In every country of the world, there are people listening to Radio Biafra this evening. We must say that we are not particularly impressed with Japan. We don't know what is happening to Japan. We have listeners in Japan. What are they doing? what is happening that those of them in Japan are not coming up? What is happening to our people in the Philippines? What is happening to our brother that phoned us from Vietnam? How about the one that is in Cambodia? What is happening to all these people? Are they still alive? What has happened to them? We want to know, because at Radio Biafra, we are a family. We try to take care of each other. We ask questions. We try to inquire where our people are. We want you to please get in touch with us, so at least we can know that you're doing very well and that the pursuit of Biafra is relentless. It is ongoing, and nothing is going to stop us from accomplishing Biafra. Dr. Egemba may be able to join us later on this evening. HMFO, as usual, is at the controls of Radio Biafra and should be able to pilot affairs remotely, as always, away from the studio. We are undergoing some server maintenance and upgrade. If you don't get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafralondon.com, so to speak, I'll take that again. Our main website is www.radiobiafra.co. If anybody is reporting any problem accessing the website due to the high volume of traffic, due to high levels of people going there to log on at the same time and also to listen to previous broadcasts, please ask them to go to bilierhumanrights.org, bilierhumanrights.org, or they can go to Indigenous People of Biafra, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, we're welcoming you this evening, wherever you are in the world and you're joining us. And as I said previously, Carol Monday is here with us in the studio. And on this day, the 17th of May, in the year of our Lord 2013, the time now have just gone slightly, some few seconds past, 5 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London, a very cold London, I must say. A few days ago, it was a bit warm, but now it's gone cold again. We also need to remind you that you can join Radio Biafra on Facebook. A few days ago, we asked people to add their friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page. Some of you did, and some of you did not. So we are asking those, are you ashamed? Is that why you don't want to add your friends to the group? Are you listening this evening? Are you on the group? What are you hiding? Because a lot of people, we don't even know who the fake ones are anymore. They use other people's pictures or try to use any image. They create a Facebook account and they come sometimes talk a whole lot of rubbish. But we welcome debate. We want people to be part of what we are doing, because we are moving forward. We are not relenting, because the pursuit of Biafra is a divine calling. If you're not led by the Spirit, please do not join Radio Biafra Facebook page. If you are not part of the few, the disciples, the chosen one, those blessed by God himself to undertake this sacred mission on behalf of the people of God, the people of Biafra, please do not join us. But if you feel you're led by the Spirit, if you think that you have it in you to serve your country in truth and honesty, Radio Biafra is where you belong. Radio Biafra Facebook forum and the page is where you belong. Bring your friends. It is not difficult. Go and add your friends. If you don't know how to do it, we can have an interaction after this program. We can tell you how to add your friends to Facebook page. Please do so, so we can have our debate that we want everybody to influence the outcome of the new Biafra. We want everybody to be part of it. Again, you can join us on Twitter at Radio Biafra Live. That is the Twitter handle, at Radio Biafra Live. You can also join us via Skype as well. You know what to do. Add Radio Biafra. Tell your friends to add Radio Biafra. Put it on your wall, on your Facebook, that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Put it on your Skype wall as well, that you are listening to Radio Biafra. If you have BlackBerry phone, put it there. Announce it, broadcast it. Say, tell them that Radio Biafra is on, and tell them how to get Radio Biafra. We must spread the message. We are suffering from information deficiency. We must spread the message regarding Biafra, because Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and it's our duty to go and accomplish it. Without further hesitation, I will go to bring the headlines this evening, which is rather, what we have decided to do today is to try and bring you an eclectic mix of headlines, because normally we will dwell on issues of what I will call national and international importance, but we'll also dwell with more local considerations this evening, in view of the fact that my personal prediction, not Radio Biafra's, my personal prediction is that if we don't get Biafra within 5 years, God will destroy the Igbo race. The Igbo race will cease to exist the way it is, that God will destroy us. I have with me this evening a few anecdotal evidence, a few pointers to that very final determination that God's anger is indeed upon our people, and the only ones keeping the Igbo people going, keeping Biafra alive, are those of you that are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, are those of you that believe in truth and honesty that Biafra is coming. It is because of you. You are the lot of the time. It is because of you that God has not destroyed the Igbo race. And we'll give you the examples this evening because I have them lined up here in front of me. We are reporting this evening, rather very unfortunately, once again, we are very sorry we don't have any good news to bring, not yet, at least until Biafra comes. So we believe that a top customs officer, his name is Ibrahim Badisha, has been pestering a Roman Catholic reverend sister, an Igbo woman, to sleep with her, or else he will seize the container of the goods that we have brought in for children's orphanage, for motherless babies' homes in Igboland. We are reporting this evening that a customs officer, his name is Ibrahim Badisha, has been disturbing a reverend sister to sleep with her before he, Ibrahim Badisha, a Muslim, can sleep with a reverend sister. This is happening at Tinkan Island in Lagos. The story was broken by a major national daily in Nigeria. We confirmed with them, we called them, we made our inquiries, and it was categorically confirmed in the usual fashion of Radio Biafra, because anything you hear on Radio Biafra is 100% correct. We don't do propaganda here. We don't fabricate stories. This man exists. If anybody knows him, they should go and ask him, why is he pestering a reverend sister to sleep with her? That is the headline we're bringing you this evening. And we are also reporting, as we said, that these are evidence that the world is coming to an end. Where you come from, if you're listening this evening, for those of our listeners who are not Biafran, who are not Igbo, we are telling you this evening that God's anger is upon the people and the land is revolting. Even the land in Igbo land is revolting against the people because of our docility, because of our waywardness, because of our laziness in the realization of Biafra. We are not actualizing it because Biafra existed before Nigeria did. Biafra existed as an independent state between 67 and 70. So there is nothing to actualize. We are only realizing what had previously existed. This evening, this is the report we got this evening, confirmed by my own mother herself. There's a place in Omuahia called Agbama Housing Estate. You know, local, people that know Omuahia very well, if you're traveling from where they call the area they call Timbershed, going towards the local, it's called Agbama Housing Estate. A building collapsed there today and killed a lot of people. Those killed includes a six-week-old baby and the grandmother that came for Omugwo, what is called Omugwo, when you have when your wife or whoever gives a birth and your mother come to look after the baby, or the girl's mom comes to take care of the child for some time to give her some reprieve. These things happened today at Agbama. A building collapsed unceremoniously, unsuspecting. The report we are getting is that it's a three-story building compartmentalized into flats. It collapsed and killed everybody inside it this morning. This is in Abia State, the so-called God's own state. Let us see what God is doing to Abia State as of today. Again, it is reported this evening around 2:30 p.m. this afternoon that a group of youth coppers, the NYSC youths who were traveling from Aba to Abakaliki, but they were on the Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road, they had an accident. If we can all recall, a few weeks ago, 73 people died in motor accident in only 1 week across the southeastern states, as they call it, across Igboland in Biafra. There were 32 of them traveling in a bus. The bus somersaulted. Two of them confirmed died on the spot. The other 34 are critically ill in intensive care unit at the Federal Medical Center, former Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Omuahia. This is happening today. Again, only yesterday, we got a confirmation. For those people in Mbitolu listening this evening, people that have relatives in Mbitolu, former Mbitolu Ikeduru in the old Imo State, for those that have people in Imo State that are conversant with what is happening, even if you come from Mbitolu and you're listening this evening, we want you to call your village, even immediately as you're listening to this very message, to confirm that 13 people died in Mbitolu Ikeduru. The funniest thing is the way they died. A tree fell and killed him. Nobody has heard this type of thing before in the history of our people. These are the things that are beginning to happen to us. If this is not the clearest sign that God is angry, I don't know what else is. That a tree fell and killed so many people in one go is unheard of. This thing happened at Mbitolu. And for some people who do not know, this is the same area that the man who converted to Islam, the custodian of Igbo tradition and culture, Eze, now known as Eze Musa Dimuna, the traditional ruler of this very area, it is around his village that a tree fell and killed 13 people. 13 people died in that very place at Mbitolu. We are getting a confirmed report. This is happening in Igbo land. The three youth couples, in fact, from the report from the Federal Medical Center, formerly known as Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Umuahia, there is a very grave doubt if any of them will be able to make it. Two died on the spot. Abama Housing Estate building collapsed. We are also bringing you a report this evening that traders at Onitsha Main Market, the two big markets in Onitsha, are saying no to 8th of June sit-at-home called by MASOP. They are saying no to the 8th of June sit-at-home called by MASOP. Radio Biafra contacted the leaders of these markets to ask them why they so gladly participated in previous sit-at-homes and they obliged. What is the difference now? They said because what we told them about Biafra in the past is not what they are seeing anymore, so that any command, any edict coming from any group telling them about Biafra at home, that they're not going to believe it until they see a change in the conduct of those pursuing Biafra. What we are reporting this evening is that there is grave doubt amongst the minds of our people because of the antecedents of MASOP. They have made it very clear that if the push comes to shove, the way they put it, that they will do everything to ensure that the markets are open until those fighting for Biafra are honest, God-fearing and transparent people, that the nonsense they're witnessing at home, that they cannot continue with it anymore. These are our headlines this evening. And there isn't any much to go through the details of a custom officer pestering a reverend sister for sex would not be necessary at this point in time. The other headlines we have read to you speak for themselves. If you want to read more about this or any other issues, please go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co, and you click on news. You should be able to get this and other breaking news as well as we bring them to you, because Radio Biafra is the only platform, is the only medium through which the truth is spoken. We give it to you raw and unadulterated. This is not a propaganda station. If you want a propaganda station, please go and listen to NTA. Go and listen to the myriad of stations littered all over Biafra land owned by the governors of the states. Here at Radio Biafra, it is owned by the people, here to serve the interest of the people, here to defend the honor of Biafra, here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. That is the reason why we exist. So if we sound slightly monotonous, if you're waiting for news about Chelsea or about Liverpool or about Man United or about any other tittle-tattle, please, we are sorry to disappoint you, that this is Radio Biafra. The issue we are concerned about here is Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. When we get Biafra, we can then party, but for now, we have a lot of work to do, all of us. As you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening, we ask you, we urge you, we plead with you, we are telling you to please invite your friends to tune in to Radio Biafra this evening by visiting any of the following websites: www.radiobiafra.co, www.radiobiafralondon.com, www.biliehumanrights.org, human rights with an S at the end, .org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Radio Biafra is received in every continent of the world. When you speak here, everybody, wherever they are on this planet, listen to your voice. This is the voice of the people. Through this medium, the message of Biafra, the message for the redemption of Biafra, is being projected to all corners of the earth. That is why supporting Radio Biafra is critical. That is why supporting every initiative undertaken by Radio Biafra is absolutely key. We are now seeing that the problem we have is not just convincing those abroad. Convincing people to join this very struggle, it is also convincing those who are apathetic back home. The only way we can do it is via the media. The only way we can do it is by changing the minds of our people to understand that the work that Radio Biafra is doing is the most critical work in this struggle, trying to enlighten, to sensitize, to sanitize, to educate, and also to enlighten our people to the possibility, to the reality of Biafra, because it is coming and nobody is going to stop it. We are also reporting this evening, because you can see it on our monitors, that there are some people who are listening to Radio Biafra and doing as we have kindly advised them to do. Add your friends to Radio Biafra. If you are afraid to announce who you are to your friends, you are not a true Biafran. If you are afraid to bring your friends to the house where you have Biafrans debating Biafran issue every day, every morning, every night, there is something fundamentally wrong with you. Once again, you can join our discussions. What we want to do today is to throw the floor open, because a lot was said last night about the British. A lot of people got very emotional. We had people last night devoting, volunteering themselves to even undertake suicide mission, should it come to that. But we are saying we are peace-loving people, we are God-fearing. But the question persists, what type of Christianity did the British give to us? Did they give us the original Bible, or is the one they gave us fake? If they gave us the original Bible, and if we are Christians, and if Christians are supposed to refer to each other as brethren and to be together, to love one another in love and harmony, why don't they love us? What have we done to the British that they hate us so much? A lot of things have been said about this, and a lot of new dimensions, new perspectives, and new thinking has been brought to play in the throughout the discourse of this very debate, because it's a very critical debate that we must have. Because at Radio Biafra, everything is thrown out in the open. Carol herself has been at the receiving end of a lot of battering today, so to speak, on Facebook. But because she's coming from a culture that recognizes that people must have very heated debate, that people sometimes get very emotional, people get very sentimental about a lot of things, and that the tone of the debate could be even heated up slightly, she's not taking it to heart. She's still here dedicating herself to this service. Today, I think with her son, how many people did you contact today? With your son Bradley, your first son?
About 4,000 people.
Okay, you contacted them. What did you tell them, these 4,000 people? What did you tell them?
Well, we've been explaining about what's happening in Biafra, because they're unaware, and we're asking them to link across to all their friends. We're trying to get as many people involved in it as possible.
What are you trying to do, in essence, is to get people, British people, you've started the campaign already, to get British people to participate, to be part of what we're doing, is that correct?
We're trying to make the British people aware. Everyone we've spoken to has never heard of Biafra, and doesn't know the struggle, doesn't know anything about it, and is completely blind to it. For us, it's an education to educate them. But we are, this is what we aim to do. We aim to educate the common people in England, spread the word, and then for every one of those people that we can talk to, they will talk to another 10, and then it goes on and on. The same way that you're working back home to talk to your 10 friends, and their 10 friends talk to their 10 friends, the same way we're doing it up here. So today we contacted everybody, every family, friend, every distant colleague we know, and said, right, this is it. And then we started to hit people that we know in particular places that can help us.
Yes, that is, you've mentioned something rather very important, about the 10-man committee or 10-person committee, because women are also allowed to be part of it, all over the world, that we are discussing or talking about organizing the global campaign. We are making it abundantly clear, please, that we need 10 people from each country. What you can do, where you are, everybody has at least 10 friends around them. What we are asking you to do is to identify 10 people that you can bring to the rally with you. Identify 10 people who can be part of the struggle. Identify 10 people who would want to be part of the effort to get Biafra. Only 10 friends. That's all you need to do. Get 10 people. Introduce them to Radio Biafra. Introduce them to the Biafran struggle. Just ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. Don't do too much preaching. Don't preach to people. Just say to them, just listen to Radio Biafra and leave the rest. Get them to join us on Facebook, and you would have done your work. That is how we keep the chain going. A lot of people are saying they've not heard about Biafra. That is the message we keep getting all the time. We have not heard about it. And some of them are very genuine. about when they tell us, I haven't heard about Biafra. So what you're suggesting is that if we can link up a chain of continuous 10 people going, everybody would have been able to.
I think somebody mentioned it on Facebook, is if that they voiced to 10 people and then those 10 people voiced to another 10 people. It just grows and grows and grows. It's like a pyramid, isn't it? It starts at one at the top and then at the end you've got the massive amount of people. And this is what we intend to do. We intend to create that link between people.
Yes, but again, by way of recap, we must make it very, very clear that we are receiving information that Australia, we know that Australia is clear, Australia is full, we know that for sure. But Ofom and Okezie Ogu are saying that people can still join them should they wish to do so. Australia is complete as we are speaking this evening and ready. We must also remind our listeners that Radio Biafra is moving to a new server. We are acquiring a new server because where we are right now, we are tenants. We are borrowing other people's server. That is where it is. And we have a hosting company that hosts Radio Biafra website through which you receive this information. And we pay them every month for that very service. What we are doing now is to go and acquire our own server. We are going to get our own server, and that means that we are going to be the landlord. What this server is going to do is to enable us to also run TV via the app you'll be getting very shortly, is to allow us to run Biafra television. Because where we come from, there is a saying, "Na inhi anya huna mana gabaya," so that all the things that you're hearing about on Radio Biafra, you'll be able to see them as well. You'll be able to see us, you'll be able to know that we are not faceless, that we are human beings, and that we are here to serve you in truth and in every honesty available. So please, we are doing a lot of work that we don't announce on air all the time. We are moving over to a new platform, to a new server. That is why sometimes when you go on the website, you cannot get in. You can't get in for the simple reason that there are too many people on the website at the same time. There is something called bandwidth. It's draining the bandwidth. But we have now got and bought ourselves our own house. Basically, we now have a server. So we can do as we please. We can run as many applications on it as possible. As millions of people can log in at the same time and nothing will happen. So we are making progress behind the scenes. We are also confirming this evening that we have been approached by one or two very credible governments, very, very credible people. They want us to come and see them. In keeping with we said to you that we cannot lie to you, we cannot keep anything away from you, we are informing our audience this evening that we have been invited. By we, I mean the Biafran people through the editorial board of Radio Biafra, because they said these are the people that they can reach to come and meet certain individuals, especially two countries are very, very important. We'll be bringing you the news very, very shortly once we have met them and then had some discussions with them. We are not at liberty to reveal who these people are, but this is to tell you that we are making a lot of progress. We can assure you that a lot of progress is being made. We are also in contact with the Igbo Youth Assembly, the newly formed Igbo Youth Assembly back in Biafra, and you'll be hearing from their leaders tomorrow. These are the people, these are the multitude of people that broke away from MASOP to form the Igbo Youth Assembly because they are fed up with no advancement in the struggle. So, and what they have done is to align themselves with every progressive pro-Biafran movement in Biafraland, and they are now in the majority. They are now in the majority, and they have said that whatever the global opinion is on any particular issue, that they are prepared to follow that in Biafraland. We spoke to them today, and they pledged their support, their loyalty in its entirety to the work that Radio Biafra is doing in conjunction with Bilie Human Rights Initiative and the wider Biafran family and the listeners of Radio Biafra and all the constituent consultative councils that we are putting in place in each and every country. By way of recap, we must name where these countries are and where we are with them at the moment. We have people in Sweden, not yet complete. Sweden is not yet complete. Ireland is not complete. Finland is not complete. Please make contact with Radio Biafra to let us know where you are. USA is more or less complete, but by time zone, it is not complete. We split USA into four time zones. We need people to step forward and identify themselves to be able to take this struggle forward. If you are a coward, you shouldn't be here. Please, if you're a coward, you should not be listening to Radio Biafra. These are, we talk here and we do something. We don't talk, we don't theorize, go back and do nothing.
India is more or less complete, but they're saying they want more people. Mexico is not complete. There's only 4 people in Mexico. We need more people. United Kingdom is complete, but we are splitting the UK into Scotland, into the north of England, into the southeast, and also into Wales and Northern Ireland as well. We need 10 people from each of these places. Belgium, we are waiting for you to complete your number. Qatar is the same thing. We don't know if in Qatar you can have a demonstration or not, but you can join the whole event as well. We can look for something else for you people to do in Qatar. Canada, the same thing. Nigeria is oversubscribed. We know that for sure, but they're saying they still want people to keep coming. Malaysia is more than oversubscribed, but they are still saying they want people to come because they want to widen it. Spain, we are waiting for you to be complete. Spain is not complete. China is not complete, but they said that they are ready and willing to meet us anytime. Ukraine is not complete. Thailand is not complete, but they're making very steady progress. We have a reverend, a pastor there. We are asking him to speed things up. You know who you are. From St. Martin, we can excuse them because they're a very tiny island in the Caribbean. We don't know how far our brother there can go to get 10 people. But if we cannot find Biafrans, he should get local people, convince them to believe in Biafra the same way that we are doing here in the United Kingdom, and we should be able to make progress. Germany, we are waiting for you. Of course, Germany is too much. It's to be able to link everybody from Germany together. That is the key. But we are asking you to please, if you're on Skype, it will make life a lot more easier for us to hook us up with each and every one of you, so you know each other. So you're one family, you're brothers, you can debate, you can argue, you are sisters, you can do anything, but please remember that Biafra is paramount. Biafra is what unites us all together. We can disagree on the finer points of, say, for instance, how we're going to do things, but let us not forget that Biafra is what binds us together. Please, we know a lot of people are calling, you're itching, you're eager to get on the line to speak to us, but please do bear with us for a second. Let's finish because it's very, very critical. Mozambique, we are waiting. Senegal is more or less complete, but they are saying that they need to take in more people. Russia said they are complete. We are waiting to hear from them with their numbers. We've asked you to register individually. Send us emails, send us text messages with your name, your telephone number, your email address, your country of residence with the address, where you come from in Biafra land, and your telephone number. Please, it's very, very important. All these things are key, so we can have them email, text, Skype it to us. Go to Facebook inbox UCHMFO, for instance. We should be able to get all the information. Egypt is they are there, but we don't know if they can allow them to demonstrate. Morocco is also there. We don't know if they can allow them to demonstrate. We need our sister who called us from Canada to please return, who said something about having the Biafran national anthem in different languages. Please, we are asking you to be part of this very event that we are doing. Be part of what we are doing. Please, if you have made a pledge or a promise, try to fulfill it. A lot of people are thinking that somehow we are awash with funds, but that is not the case. We can tell you that it's just a very few people who have been able to make contributions to Radio Biafra and donations. And in fact, these governments that invited Radio Biafra, one person has made a very significant contribution to make sure that the flight ticket is there to honor this cause. Because if we don't go, they will say we're not serious. If we don't attend, they will say, if you don't have money to buy a flight ticket to come to attend something of this magnitude, how can you be able to raise your people to be able to fight and defend their honor? So it is important that anytime we're invited to any of these meetings, that we attend it, because we are building international relations on the quiet. We are doing something. We don't announce anything frivolously until we are certain of the concrete nature of our discussions, of our negotiations, and fully knowledgeable in the fact that it is going to benefit Biafra in the end. So that is where we are this evening on the state of the protest worldwide. A lot of suggestions are coming in. Please, we would like to focus this evening as well on what we can do to push this worldwide protest forward. How can we begin to enthuse our people, infuse them with knowledge, give them the energy to be able to rise up to confront the evil that is Nigeria, to break away from the zoo, because the master is not there anymore. It is our duty, it is our right, it is our privilege to leave the shackles of slavery and embrace freedom. And that's what we're doing here, and that's what we're here to do until Biafra comes. By way of an update, our brothers and our sisters in Australia are raising the funds. It is going to cost them in excess of £20,000 to buy the transmitter, to make sure that our people, the downtrodden, the poor people, the impoverished masses, in Biafra land receive Radio Biafra on radios that they can charge their batteries and listen to every evening. Not many of them are on smartphones. In fact, a majority of them are not on smartphones. A majority of them are not on any platform that can receive Radio Biafra. We need to help them. Those of us abroad, those of us outside, we need to help our people back home. If we cannot help them, how are we going to get Biafra? The help you can give is by supporting every initiative that we are undertaking to make sure that we get our message to the people. Once they hear the message from Radio Biafra every blessed day for 2 months only, believe you me, we will raise an army that can defeat anyone before us. We know that for sure because 2013 is not 1967 to 1970. The world has moved on. Today we can broadcast from anywhere on this planet and everybody everywhere can receive us and be able to join in on the program. 1967 to 1970 wasn't possible. There are many things we can do today, believe you me. And what we are assuring you is that we are going to get our freedom very clearly, very peacefully, and unpeacefully should they wish it that way. So please, Carol, we understand you're slightly in a hurry before we begin to take calls. You had a very lengthy debate today online. You had a lot of discussions on Facebook. I hope that hasn't sort of dampened your spirit or anything, has it?
No, it's made me more defiant now, because there's so many people saying, you know, nasty things and all these things and being fake. They've got no face. They're just pictures of whatever, and they don't come true. So if my heart tells me that they're fake, then they're fake. And I think that you have to be very careful who you're adding on this Facebook now, because I know for myself that I've had a lot of warnings that there is a lot of fake people out there and a lot of people watching the bad attention that we're getting. I also want to say about the volunteers, I've had some volunteers contact me directly because they've had trouble with the volunteer form where we're changing over. Do email the studio or text in your details so that you can volunteer. And also, I want to urge the Barafan group in Trinidad. We haven't heard from Trinidad yet, and I know there's a Barafan group there, and I really would like Trinidad to come forward. I myself lived in St. Lucia for a long time, and I'm going to trying to encourage St. Lucians to come forward, but I would really like to see Trinidad, which is a neighbouring island to St. Lucia, come forward.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Carol. We have Ibe Demian Ume, who's just sent us a message via Skype to say, please, Nnamdi, remember to always say that it's the British government that is messing us up, not the British people, because it was the entire British people. If it was the entire British people, then Carol won't be here. That's what our brother is saying. Ibe Demian Ume is writing in and saying, we shouldn't be blaming the British people. It is the British government, and it is not everybody who is against us. This caller has been calling in for a very long time. Let's go and take this call and see what they have to say to us this evening. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Nandi. Simeon Okudere Chibuka, calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, go ahead.
Yes, I have met registration online through Radio Biafra, and my registration has been accepted.
Yes, wonderful.
But I want to know who is coordinating from Sweden, because I want to join this worldwide protest. I want to know who is coordinating in Sweden. If I can get hold of him, maybe I can speak with him on the phone and know the where to go.
Yes, you did very well. You can start it yourself. It used to be our sister Ngozi. There is a sister of ours, Ngozi, in Sweden. We are asking her to get in touch because people are asking questions now. So our dear sister Ngozi, if you can please contact Radio Biafra, we'll be able to put you in touch with this brother. But what I want you to do is that since you have called in now, if you can also send a text message to this number you have called, that will be highly appreciated. Give us your name on this, your contact number and your email, so that when our sister Ngozi makes contact, we should be able to link two of you together. And I'm sure you know more people around Sweden who are interested in Biafra. If not, if you tell the Swedish people, because in Europe they have conscience sometimes. Some of them have conscience. If you speak to them, they will be able to help us to get Biafra even faster and quicker than those who we are fathered by Hausa people.
Yes, I've been doing that. I've been doing that in Manda. I've been talking to people. You know, I've been talking to my co-workers. Yeah, a lot of US people, they know history. You know, they know what happened in 1967 to 1970. They know about Biafra War. But what I'm saying now is, if you can give her my number, this is my number. I'm calling direct from my number.
I will not.
I don't know if it's possible.
We are not seeing this number right now. What you need to do is to send us a text message, your name, your number, and your email, so we can just pass it on to her when we get it. Okay.
I will do that. I will do that, as you say, and I expect to hear from her. So,
of course.
You know, because I live in southern part of Sweden. It's called Skåne, but I don't know. Maybe the protest is going to, you know, take on in Stockholm, where they have the capital of Sweden.
Yes, we are protesting in the capital of each and every major city in the world, starting from Japan. Mm-hmm. We are ending in California. Yes. In Los
I understand
Angeles.
That. That is why I want to get in contact with her. So we have to, you know, negotiate and talk the modalities. So we have to put things in place. You know, about, because I listen to Radio Biafra all the time. Yesterday you talk about getting clearance. A guy called from Malaysia. They were talking about getting police clearance before they can host a demonstration in Malaysia.
Yes.
So I don't know much about Sweden. I have only been there 4 years.
Yes.
So I have to talk with her and then know, you know. So, no, because if I have to go to Stockholm, I have to take a train from here, and it's about 7 hours.
What?
So it's about 7 hours from where I live to Stockholm, to the capital, Sweden.
That is a very long journey. I didn't know that Sweden is that large, you know. I mean, for somebody who read geography, I didn't know that Sweden is that
large. But you can take that out. I live in Lund, called Lund. It's in southern part of Sweden. So it's far away from here. So I volunteer myself. I'm a Biafran. I want to work for Biafran. I love Biafran people. In anything to get independence, I will do everything I can. Although I have not made any financial support to Radio Biafra, but I'm a regular listener of Radio Biafra, and I love my people, I love my tribe.
Thank you very much.
So I will join the protest.
Please do. Hello? He's gone. I wanted to say something, but he's gone. I can't see how somebody can love Biafra and will not support the work that Radio Biafra is doing. If they're privileged, if they're in a position to do so. Can you see?
Well, the thing is, I think that we've had a lot of support from Biafrans. You know, they've sent their little bit in, and that makes my heart bleed again, because these people are down there suffering and they're trying to put together what they can towards the cause. And when there's so many of us in this borough, we can cut back and put more in, I think.
So some are doing, but want to encourage more to do the same. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, your name.
Hello, my name is Ukebu. I'm not from Abuja.
Ukebu from Abuja, go ahead, please.
No, whatever. Okay, I'm only the coordinator of Nigeria here. I'm working with the Prophet Islam and Bureau Volunteer, so they have sent me a mail. So I want to know, so I can know when the time I'll go with them.
Yes, what you can do, there is nobody appointed right now coordinating the whole of Nigeria. Since you're in Abuja, this is what calls for leadership. Our people, when they go to meeting, they start dragging. They want to be the chairman, the chairlady, the provost. This is a time for everybody to rise up and show leadership qualities. You can take it upon yourself to coordinate the Abuja area. Give us your details. So if anybody calls from Abuja, we say this is where to go to. People should take the initiative. Yes?
Okay. So how do I give my details? Because I already give my details. So can I send it again?
Yeah, you can say, you can text it through to us, so that once somebody calls, we can just say this is where you go to.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Nandi. My name is Amobi. I'm calling from Sweden.
Amobi from Sweden. We had our brother from Sweden. Are you the same person, or is a different person?
It's a different person, but I'm calling from southern Sweden as well.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So that is why this link is very, very important. As when we started Radio Biafra, we said it is to put all our families together, put our brothers together. That's what we are doing. So what I want you to do is that you're calling from Skype. Please.
Please, I hope he will be listening now. Please, I want to drop my number so he can call me.
Yes, go ahead.
073.
Yes.
69.
Yes.
42.
Yes.
437.
Say that again, please. So if he's listening, he can pick it up. Say that again.
073.
Yes.
69.
Yes.
42.
Yeah.
437.
Okay, maybe he got that. And also you from Skype, you send us a message, right in block capitals, Sweden. But we are putting all of you together. Don't worry about that. Because the reason why we're doing it this way is because the website sometimes, because of the traffic, we are not getting most of the forms. They're not returning to us as quickly as possible.
Okay. Please, I want to say something. I'm so much happy about this Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
And I want to go on. I want to go on to say, may God bless you all, more especially you, Nnamdi.
Thank you.
Who is always there every evening to enlighten us. You know, I'm very, very happy.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say, who is calling me?
It's your number you called, isn't it? It's you called your number, so people are calling you. Yes, go ahead. We are listening. We are here waiting. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, what I'm saying is this. I don't want to say much, but I want to say something, Leo.
Yes, go ahead.
For us to achieve this Biafra, we have to work with this British government. You know, not British people, actually. The government. Because I must tell you, we all know about British government. They are so cunning when it comes to issues concerning Africa.
Yes.
And I hope that this time around we are going to make it.
We will. We are going to make it this time around.
And one other thing is this. There was a time you said about Igbos who were born in other part of Nigeria.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, please, they are our brothers, so we have to call them together and enlighten them more. Me, personally, I was born in Nnewi. I'm from Nnewi.
Yes.
Yes.
I grew up in Nnewi. I was born and bred there. All my secondary school was there. We are there, you know.
Yes.
So everything concerning village setting, I know much about it. So what I'm trying to say is this. We all know that Eze Igbo Gburugburu, one of Igbo land, he wasn't born at Nnewi. Neither did he grew up at Nnewi or one part of Nigeria.
Yes.
Yes.
He was born and bred in Zungeru, somewhere in the north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ndebaya Isiga Abuezi tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so concerning our people, Amuro Nawuwasa or somewhere in Lagos or Ibadan. So we have to put them in the right position to know more about Igbo culture and other things concerning Igbo people.
Yes.
So they don't go in a wrong way.
And which is why we need Biafra as soon as possible. I accept what you have said. But what I was saying previously is not directed against people who are born outside and believe in Biafra. I'm talking about people who are born outside and do not believe in Biafra. Even some people who are even born locally and do not believe in Biafra. If you look at yourself and you're bearing an Igbo name, you claim your father is Igbo, your mother is Igbo, your father is Ibibio, your mother is Ibibio, your father is Idoma, your mother is Idoma, you're from Ijaw, both parents are from Ijaw, from Ishekiri, from Urobo, from Ebwanke. And then you say that you don't believe in Biafra. Then ask your mother who got her pregnant, because your blood cannot be Igbo. It's not original. Because in us is autonomy. To be free is part and parcel of being an Igbo person. Yes. This is one thing we must understand. That is why when the English came and saw there was no strife or warfare between these people, for millennia, for thousands of years, they've been living this way in peace and harmony, the most sophisticated form of democracy you can find anywhere. There was no conquest, no war. You didn't steal from anybody. They were marvel. They were asking, why is this way? I give you one very simple example. Since you grew up in the village like myself. Anytime somebody grows up in the father's house in the olden days, you will leave that place and go to a virgin farmland and go and build a house.
Yeah,
it is called Ife Obi. Igifeobi, you leave your father's compound, you go to a virgin place, only you, maybe for 1 or 2 miles, it'll be only you. You open that place, you have married, you start your family from there. You plant a name there of that family that you come from. That is our way of life. That is where we used to behave. So anybody that has autonomy in their blood, when it comes to us being free from Nigeria, you say we'll not be free. That means your parentage is a bit suspicious. You're not proper. You're not real. But I acknowledge what you're saying. It doesn't matter where you're born. What matters is what you have in mind. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and God bless you and keep up the good work. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Ngozi from Sweden.
Ngozi from Sweden. We have another brother from Sweden, the other one from Sweden as well. So you're all mixing together. Please, Ngozi, we leave the work of Sweden to you to coordinate. Your number is will be needed because of the difficulties we are having with the online registration forms due to the volume of people going there. Please send us another text message, please, or email with your name and your number and your email address so we can send it out to people from Sweden to contact you, please.
Okay. Right now, I'm a Muslim mother, but my husband will take care of that, though he has registered.
Okay, that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. We like that. We encourage that. This is a family working together for Biafra. We love that very much. Thank you very much that Sweden is coming up this evening, the same way that Senegal came up, India came up, Malaysia came up, Australia came up. This is maybe tonight belongs to Sweden. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bana. Yes, that is what we are saying, that a lot of people are listening to Radio Biafra. They are taking cognizance of what we are saying, and our message is getting across. If you want to join this conversation, you know the number to call. We also got a message from our brother Ikechukwu Eniago. Eniago. We want him to call Radio Biafra to clarify for us how to pronounce his name. We don't want to get it wrong. I get very, very upset when somebody calls me Carlo. I am not Carlo. I'm Kano. Kamano is in full. Not Carlo. Not Kamalo. No, not Carlo. No, not L.U. I am from Ibeku. Not from Odo. Of course, it's under former Bende division. But we are Kano. A-N-U. K-A-N-U. Not Carlo. Please, I must advise so I can understand our brother Ikechukwu when he says I shouldn't try to get his name wrong. I feel the same way as he does. And I welcome that. So please, we all know the number to call if you want to join us. We want to leave the floor as, in fact, I had to drive away Dr. Gemba today. I gave him today off to say to Dr. Gemba, you can have today off so that our listeners, our Biafran people can have time to speak as much as possible. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to the world. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Chukwude.
You are silent. We can't hear you.
My name is Chukwude Foma. I'm calling from Australia.
Chukwude Foma from Australia, the great man himself. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing, and most especially the Carol Monday that is in the studio with you. I want to personally thank her for the wonderful job she's doing. And my topic today is, I haven't been calling it because of the time difference. I want to first of all thank our doctor on Tuesday. Is it on Tuesday?
If you're using hands free, please use. If you're using Skype, it's a mouthpiece, not hands free. You must plug in your mouthpiece into your system so we can hear you, because this is traveling to the whole world. Before it bounces. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, but you need to be close to your system.
Yes, as I was saying, I want to thank that brother, Dr. Wosu, for the support to take the genocide to the World International Court.
Yes.
It's a very big development for us as a people, and our heroes are calling for justice. And I'm happy to witness that the justice is about to come. And second thing I want to touch is about yesterday of the British and Northern Nigeria. I would say that what you guys said is good. The idea to write to MPs, talk to British people, let them be aware of what is going on. I think that is the way we can win British people and let them know what is happening to us as a people. Because I keep on saying that without Radio Biafra being on the air, we are just talking to ourselves. The rest of the world doesn't know what we are passing through. And some of us just thought that by sending email on the internet, that is enough. The world knows. Nobody knows until we come out and say to the world, this is who we are. This is what we are passing through. For example, my wife didn't know anything about it. She said, oh, I thought that you're in Nigeria, you're this. I said, because we don't like, we are ashamed to talk about ourselves, where we come from. We are ashamed. We are just living in denial. We just don't like to mention it. We pretend as if things are okay. Nothing is okay. I just opened up, and then she was shocked. So the same thing is what is happening to all of us. We have that type of mentality. We just don't want to talk about it. We just want to bury our head in the sand. And it's one of the things that is killing us. And I think it's high time we all as a people start opening up, talking to our friends, our people, whoever doesn't know us, who we are, what we are passing through. I think that will help to spread the message forward. Then the third thing I want to discuss is about the transmitter for the AM. We are doing a lot of research in this area, and we are coming closer, and we have a meeting tomorrow to discuss way forward. But our main concern here is to maintain that equipment. It's not about buying it, is the issue is to maintain it, like the generator and the other things. And if we want it to be on 24 hours a day, it's going to cost a lot of money. I'm just throwing this up here so that the rest of the world will know what is needed to keep the station going on. And I must say, it's very, very crucial, important for us to have this station if we really want to reach our people. Some of them are poor, some of them cannot have a handset, but if we can be able to give them this, that is all we can do for them. As they said, the best thing you can do for your child is to give him education. The best thing we can do for our people is to enlighten them, give them this station, leave the rest to them. And we will see what will happen.
Yes, thank you very much. But it seems from what you're saying, if we understand you clearly, is that the job that Australia is doing is just buying the... of course, we know it's expensive. It's just buying the transformer. But we need other people to... we need to, of course, house it somewhere. And we also need a generator as well to be running it. We need to also employ people. Some of our... of course, the people without jobs who must have read Mascom, people who study journalism, social writers and commentators, at least 4 or 5 people. Here, we go to work and work for Radio Biafra for nothing. We go to work, we take our money and fund Radio Biafra because we are abroad. We have a job to go to. But there are people, the people that we are want to reach back home, one is that if we say to them, let's go and buy an expensive handset, they can't afford it. If we say to them, okay, you can't afford the handset, we are going to come to you via God knows where, maybe via satellite. No, they will not be able to buy the decoder. How do we get the message to everybody? Because the message we are getting this night, each and every family in Biafra land should receive it every night, regardless of where they are. All we need is 2 months of their time. They will become more fanatical than we are. Because if what people are telling us, Radio Biafra, is true, that all people need is to be convinced, all they need is to be preached to, then the best thing for us to do is to try and reach them. And the only way to reach people is through mass media, mass communication. Our people are poor, they can't afford flashy handset, BlackBerry to be able to. The people listening to Radio Biafra right now in Biafra land, all over Nigeria, are people who are well-to-do a bit. People who can afford to buy, put 3 square or even 2 square meals a day on the table. There are millions upon millions of people without access to this very medium. How do we get our message to them? It is for those of us, unfortunately, who are abroad. If you go back to the village and ask them, they'll say, we are waiting for our children abroad to come and save us. It is us that will save them. They cannot do anything for us. There is nothing. All they can do is to provide the food soldiers when the time comes. If you want them to demonstrate and agitate, they will do so. But we have to be able to support them in every way that we can. As we said at Radio Biafra, Australia did not give the money to Radio Biafra editorial board to go and buy a transmitter. No. We said to them, buy transmitter and ship, and we'll go and collect it from wherever and mount it at home. So if you have generator, if there's anything, because it is about self-help, we are helping ourselves. If the world abandoned you, you cannot abandon yourself. That is what we're doing here. Self-help, we must help ourselves to overcome. What wasn't possible before would then become possible. Please go ahead.
Yes, and another final thing I want to say is, yesterday about that brother, we really shed tears from last yesterday program. It really touched, and what we want is freedom. We just want to be free. We just want to live like every other human being on this earth. We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't conquer anybody, and nobody conquered us. We just want to live in peace and be free and determine our future in our hand.
Of course.
And I want to use this opportunity to thank you again, and the rest of the editorial board for the good work you people are doing. It's unfortunate we can't join all the time because of the time difference.
What time is it there in Australia now, please?
Now it's 5 a.m. in the morning.
5 a.m. in the morning, and in London here, it is 8 p.m. in the evening. That goes to show the spread. You're denying yourself sleep as well as funding significantly. And in fact, we must say it whilst you're here, or maybe we shouldn't, as the case may be. No. But a lot of things have been made possible by your good self and our folks from Australia. We are very grateful to Australians for the financial support they give to Radio Biafra. We cannot be doing what we are doing if not for them and our sister Nenna, our brother Moses, and a few of you, Valentine. We don't want to mention all your names because somebody said we shouldn't even mention it. But what we are saying is that today, at least allow us to mention the first names of those who have contributed to you. At least first name. Nobody will know. If your name is James, there are over 2 million Jameses all over the world visiting Nigeria all the time. Nothing will happen. What we are saying this evening is at least to give us an idea as to the number of people supporting Radio Biafra. We have taken special permission to at least even mention only the first names. We are grateful to the Australian people, your former family. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, and may God bless
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, and these are the people who are making things happen, along with other people as well. And I think it is about time that we said to people that this, if you're listening to Radio Biafra today, there are people who are making it possible, of which Carol is one of them. She makes both financial and brings herself to the studio all the time to make sure that she supports what we are doing. There are Uchemefo is there, who contributes, Dr. Egemba, Amarachi Okpara, Barrister Mamezu, Barrister Emeka Adolf, my humble self. These are the people that is making it possible, as well as the people that at least, please, we have to crave their indulgence. We are not risking anything, and we are assuring you categorically that this will not happen again, because it is important that we place it on record. It is important that we, have some kind of perspective towards what we are doing, so that we understand, because at Radio Biafra, we promise to be transparent, but not to the extent of being reckless and compromising people's identity, those who do not wish to be compromised.
I was reading today that in Nigeria on a whole, there's 158 million people there, roughly, and over 100 million there are living on less than a pound a day. So if you imagine, if they're living on less than a pound, how are they going to afford a smartphone? It's unrealistic. They have to feed themselves. And most of them now are living without homes and food. So we need to support this cause and supply the things that, like Mr. Namdi was saying, the things that are going to house the transmitter.
The generator, because there's no electricity. So we need to buy a generator. Our listeners, the owners of Radio Biafra, who are our listeners this evening, online listening, wherever they are in the world, they own this radio station. So they will determine, do we broadcast for 6 hours? Is it 1 hour? What do we have to do to keep it going, to keep the flame burning every day? Do we give news in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and also in the evening. How do we do it? It is for our listeners to determine. Our job as members of the editorial board, not you, Carol, incidentally, Carol is not a member of the editorial board, we must say, is to decide how we then allocate our time and do the bidding of our listeners. They tell us what to do, and then we do it. But for us to be able to carry out our job effectively, please, we need certain tools, certain implements to be able to carry out this undertaking. Please, Carol, before you continue, it is important that we run through this very, very quickly. A former have just spoken. We are running through those who have gone to PayPal to contribute money towards Radio Biafra in the last few days. Our former is there. Kenneth is there. We're not mentioning the surname. Samuel is there. You know your surname. Reginald, you know who you are. Kenneth again. Incidentally, he's the student. Sometimes he donates to Radio Biafra twice in a month. That is Silas. You know who you are. We're not going to mention your surname. Of course, our dear, lovely sister, Nenaya, without fail, all the time. We have somebody from Canada. The name is not there. And Frederick as well, please. These are some of the of our people. We also have from here. These are the people basically have made contribution to Radio Biafra this month. So when you're out of the multitude and the millions that listen to Radio Biafra every blessed day, the people that have contributed by this means, some people gave their contribution in Naira, of course, we mustn't forget that. And our brother from Qatar sent in his money via Western Union. We mustn't forget that as well. There is Frederick, there is Nenaya, there is Silas, there is Kenneth, there is Reginald. We also have Samuel. We have, again, Kenneth, of course, and our friend from Canada, and then a former. This is it. We have nothing here to hide. Everything is open. And as we said, come October of this year, the accounts of Radio Biafra, without the names of the contributors, we must say, because that is protected by British law. You can't announce such a thing to people. The law doesn't require you to do that. We will publish our accounts without the names of the people. We will say this is the amount of money we got, say, from Canada, from US, from left and right, and then say how much we spent, and that is what forms an account. That will be downloadable because Radio Biafra is managed by Radio Biafra London Management Services Limited, which is a registered company in the UK, and by law, by the law of this land, we are required to submit our audited accounts certified by an independent set of auditors. Not accountants, auditors. They must audit our accounts and we present it to Companies House in Wales. That is the way it's done here, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is there any way we can do anything underhand? Is that possible?
No, you have to publish your accounts.
Absolutely. So we have to do that. So it's for people to understand where we are going, that we are transparent. And mind you, if we any day choose to deceive our people, we will fall. We will fail. We know that for sure. One single lie within Radio Biafra, everything we are planning crashes and comes to a halt. That is why we are relying on you, our good people, to please be part of this wonderful family. Make it happen, not us all the time. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down, please. Yeah. Hello?
My system is already down.
Good man. Thank you very much. We are listening. Go ahead. Please turn your system down.
I'm Robson calling from Spain.
Good. Go ahead.
There are two things I want to comment about. I've been online on Facebook trying to get people across. I'm trying to pass a little bit of information. There's some things firstly I'm going to comment. Whoever is in charge of the Facebook fan page, the close group, the Biafra London close group.
Yes.
Whoever that is. Yes. Yeah, whoever that is in charge, you should also monitor the comments there. Because, like today, there were certain comments that was very negative, you know. Like someone trying to attack Carol Monday, right? And it was like, I expected the admin of that thread to remove that thread because it was like dividing the house, and he got to the extent that he invited more people to join him, you know, to join him to get some mind into his various actions. So in such case, I think that such comments should be removed.
Yes, okay. Yes, but can we respond a bit? Yeah, because
we must make it very clear that we have to balance the need for freedom of speech with responsibility as well. We don't want to censor people's opinion and their thoughts. All we are saying is that debate all you like. I'm still hearing my voice. I can't understand. Can you hear it?
Is the feedback? No, my system is down. I can hear you. I'm not listening.
Okay,
to you.
Maybe because you're using a speaker system. The speaker on your phone is on. That is why it's bouncing back at us. If you turn off the speaker, if you put it on your what's it called? It's on the mouthpiece. You won't be able to hear it. But I'll continue anyway, all the same. What I'm saying is that we have to police or manage freedom of speech against responsibility.
Okay.
Don't insult people. That's what we're saying. You can say anything you like, express your opinion robustly, but do not descend to insulting people, because in the new Biafra, we're going to have a parliament. People are going to debate very robustly. I don't want, when I debate with you in the House of Parliament, you go and send police to come and kill me at night because I defeated in an argument. So we want to develop a culture
of
debate.
For sure, the imposter, it was a lot of insults. He was fucking such a lot of people and all that, you know.
But he's been removed. Uche informed me now that he's been removed. That very individual is no longer on that very...
There were two guys.
They are gone. Both of them are gone. They are gone, I've been told.
Okay, right. Okay, that has been done.
Yes.
On the second note, concerning the protest that is going to go on, I don't know if I'm going to be in Spain by then, because very soon I'll be moving to Norway. But in any case, this is going to be in Spain. Whoever that will be in charge of Spain, I wish to contact him. But I'll be leaving Spain by next month, by June. I'll be leaving to Norway to complete my studies there. But
okay,
so if it's going to be within next month, then I must participate. But if it's not going to be like that, then I can join the Norway group. Is that people that are responsible for Norway?
Yes, there are people in Norway, yes, but you can also send us your details once you get to Norway. Please send us your details once you get to Norway, yes. Thank you very much. And if you're in Spain, then you join from Spain. In Norway, you join from Norway. We are receiving signal this evening from Malaysia that Malaysia is cutting. They are not able to receive transmission this evening for some strange reason. We are looking into it. We don't know why it's intermittent, but we can see here that everything is going very well. It's streaming properly, but we don't know what the problem could be. We don't know why there is a problem with you getting us this evening. It's something that we are looking into, and we can assure you in the very few minutes you should be able to be part of us once again without any difficulty. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. I'm Onnamdi Kanu, and I have Carol Monday here with me at the studios of Radio Biafra. We are trying the best we can. We are trying the best we can to make sure that we restore connection to places such as Malaysia. They are complaining that they are not receiving Radio Biafra. We want confirmation from any listener from Malaysia. We want confirmation from any listener from Malaysia. Uche Mefor should be able to guide us as well to let us know what the situation of things is at the controls. I think we should be able to speak to him now to find out what is happening, if there is any problem at all. Uche, what is happening to the signal? Malaysia is saying they're not getting it.
Yes, everything is all right. Everything is all right. The reception is perfectly okay. The people, listeners from Malaysia, should look at the system they are using.
Okay.
It could be internet problems.
Okay.
Could also be the compatibility of their system. So everything is all right. The system confirms that.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Zucha reporting from the controls. I'm saying that everything is in perfect order. And thank you very much for that whilst we proceed, because today belongs to our listeners. And that is confirmation that there isn't any disruption. We are not encountering any major problem. But please, we want somebody to call us from Malaysia to confirm that the transmission this evening is getting through to Malaysia, because Malaysia is an integral part of what we are trying to do. Malaysia is very formidable. And we want them to partake in what we are doing all the time. It is key that we get somebody from Malaysia to confirm. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you calling us from Malaysia? This is
hello.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Nandi. It's Chukwuebuka calling from Malaysia.
Are you receiving Radio Biafra now?
Yes, at the moment it's fine, but previously it wasn't very good.
That is good. That is to show that people are listening and very active. When we mentioned Sweden, everybody came out. When we said we want confirmation from Malaysia, you came up. So that is to show that our listener base is very active, listening to Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Do you have any contribution to make this evening to what we're saying, what we're discussing?
Nothing much at the moment, but I would like to confirm about the donation I made, if Radio Biafra was able to receive the payment.
Yes, is it PayPal. Through PayPal? Yes, you used your wife's name, is that correct?
Yes.
We got it absolutely fine. We got it. We thank you very, very much.
I just want to confirm.
Yes, thank you very much. We are very grateful. The entire Biafran family is grateful to you and your likes in Malaysia. Your contribution got through to us, and thank you very much. And also thank your wife as well for allowing you to make use of her facilities to send money to Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes, I believe very, very strongly that very soon we will or should be joined by Chukwuni Ebunieze Epa very briefly to give us his perspective. We've not heard from him in a very long time. He's not been feeling very, very well. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Your name? Give us your name, please, and where you're calling from. They are waiting to hear. It's amazing. People are amazing sometimes. Somebody calls and he's waiting to hear his voice. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Epa and see what he has to say. Hello, Epa, are you there? This is Radio Biafra.
I am, director.
And please wait. Let us try and take this call. Stay where you are. Let's take our brother's call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Hello.
Nandi, good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Stanley. I'm calling from Belgium.
You're calling from Belgium. Have you completed the form? Before we proceed to take what you have to say, have you registered online to join the demonstration, the worldwide demonstration in Belgium?
Yeah, that's why I called, because I'm trying to fill the form, but I'm having some difficulties, so that's why I called. Send us a text message.
Just send text message on this number, your name, your telephone number, your email, where you are, your address of where you are in Belgium. That is all we need. So if anybody else comes, we'll link all of you together in Belgium.
Thank you, send
the text message here now, your name, phone number, and where you are in Belgium, and your email address. And thank you very much.
Okay, with this number that I'm calling.
Yes, with this number, send the text message to this very number, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. People are responding. That is from Belgium. We are asking other people, if you're having difficulties completing the form, please send us a text message. Send us an email at contact@radiobiafralondon.com. Contact, the way you make contact with people, contact@radiobiafralondon.com. We'll get it. We'll do the registration for you. Carol will help to do the registration. We can confirm from our monitors that our streaming, our transmission is perfectly clear, because even when we ring or when people call Radio Biafra, we can hear them perfectly well. So please, we need more confirmation from anybody who may have experienced problems in the past to tell us how they're getting on. Please, it is important, because we don't want to leave anybody behind. Ikechukwu Enyago, we need you to call Radio Biafra to confirm. Please, we are reading from you. You're saying that the network is okay, but although it flickers for a while, maybe, are you sure it's not the Islamic Malaysian government that is interrupting it? It is cutting off intermittently. Thanks for your good words. It's better now. It is steady. This is from our brother, Chidozie. Chidozie is listening in Kuwait. Chidozie is in Kuwait. The Malaysians, I think the problem has been solved. We want Malaysia to be part of what we are doing. And somebody from Helsinki, Mike from Helsinki, is saying he's having problems with getting through to PayPal. You cannot have problems with PayPal, my brother. It should be there. If you go there and click on the PayPal, it should be there. Chukwude Bunezeba, please remain where you are. Let us go and take this call because tonight the listeners are king. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. They have left us the line. I have some momentarily disengaged itself. That is Skype for you. That is what it does. Chukwude Bunezeba, please, the floor is yours. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I just want to tell our listeners, just want to talk more on the oncoming demonstration, worldwide demonstration we are planning. That we are gearing up towards that demonstration and then the modalities that will go with it. Hello? So just to let them know that we are getting all the everything, all the necessary what it takes to be able to carry out a formidable demonstration worldwide. We are getting ready for it. And that now it depends on them now to be able to organize themselves because we want to make a very, very good impact all over the world. This is the first time we are coming out and we want the whole world to know that we are ready for what and we are very serious with what we are doing and we are leaving no stone unturned to make sure that the world really, really knows that we are, you know, we have come out. And that day, the whole world will know that the Belgian people are out for to get what they want. Yeah.
Please, if you bear with us for a second, we have a call to take and then Carol has to run as well. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name, pronounce your name properly for us, please, so we don't get it wrong next time.
Good morning, my people. My name is Ikechukwu Enyiago.
Okay, Enyiago.
Yeah, and I'm calling.
Up,
yes, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Wonderful. And yeah. how are our people in Malaysia? We understand there was brief intermittent disruption, but now everything is okay, is it?
Yes, we had a disruption, but you know, network moment, things are always like that. It comes on and it goes off. I'm tuned in with my smartphone and also my laptop, and it's the same thing. So what I do basically is I keep refreshing all the
yes.
available sites. So this one comes on, this one comes off. Eventually, it stabilizes. So I advise our brothers to do the same.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Enyiago, is that correct?
Yes, Enyiago.
Enyiago, thank you very much. Yes. We are very grateful. Thank you. And continue the wonderful work that you're doing and your wonderful write-ups as well, which sometimes sets the benchmark for others to follow. You're a very brilliant writer, and we commend you, and we salute you for the work that you're doing for Biafran. You've been doing this work for a very long time. You didn't just come out yesterday. You have been on this very case for a very, very long time. We salute your perseverance, your courage, your honor, your dignity. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Yes, Carol, we understand you're about to disappear. Is that correct?
Yes, unfortunately, I've got family commitments. I have to go and look after my youngest son.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And we are very grateful. Biafra is very grateful. And your biggest son, when will he be able to join us? We understand you did the work with him today. Will he be in a position to join us?
Yeah, he works in the evenings, but I'm sure when he's got a night off, he'll be on the radio.
Thank you very much. And God bless you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Yes, Eba, you are still there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I am.
You were talking about the worldwide demonstration that we are going to have all the way from Tokyo. We are going to come all the way from Tokyo to when the sun rises, because the sun rises in Japan, from when it rises, and also from Biafra, we mustn't forget that. Please, let's take this call again, but please stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name.
Hello.
And where you are. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Gideon. I'm calling from India.
Gideon from India, go ahead, please. The world is listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Anand, I want to thank you so much for a job well done. And I want to thank Carol Monde because she is the only queen of England I know as far as this Biafra race is concerned.
Yes, yes, that is true. That is true. She's the true queen of England, yes. I couldn't agree more.
Queen
I
agree of England.
Yes, what do you want to say? Is that all you want to say?
No, but it was yesterday I came to realize that these people who gave us independence, that they came to Africa or in Nigeria to be duping us. and I wasn't happy yesterday up till now. The thing has been I've been out of myself because of what our brother who cried yesterday.
Yes, that is why we don't even want to bring it up again today. A lot of people are saying, as you can see, the lines normally around this time we've had over 400 calls. But today is struggling to make it even up to 200. So that tells you that a lot of people are down and thinking from yesterday. But what we are saying is that we don't want anybody to be a suicide bomber. We don't want anybody to get angry and begin to destroy things. No, that's not what we're saying.
I want to register and I haven't to register because the network or what, I don't know. I tried many times in order to register, but the network is not allowing me.
What you can do is to register via this Skype that you're calling now. Send us a text message on Skype. Skype text. You will see where it says have a conversation. Click on it. Type in your name, your phone number, your address in India, your email, and also your contact at home if it is possible, by which we mean your address, where we come from in Biafra land. That will be marvelous. And then we can register for you and then put you in touch with Christian Nwosu and the others, because Christian Nwosu is the one coordinating India. We'll put you in touch with him so you can know your own brethren. Here at Radio Biafra, it is Onurubewa Nabaloso. We want you to know your own people. Be part of a wider family. Somebody is calling from India. Please wait where you are. I'm sure 91 is India. Stay on Skype where you are. This is okay. Yeah, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. Hello. Hello, we are not getting them correctly. Unfortunately, we asked them to call back. Please, our brother. Hello, are you there? Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Otujeme. My name is Robert Otujeme.
Yes. And Robert, where are you calling from?
I am calling from India, New Delhi, India.
Oh, another, you see, we are putting people together today. We have our brother also who is on Skype. So, have you registered?
No. I've never registered. I just want to know who is the leader, who is our leader in India.
The leader?
So that I can make in touch with him. Yes. Yes, I want to know the leader because I am very ready in Nigeria. I was a master before I left Nigeria.
Okay.
So I want to still continue the struggle in India.
Okay, the leader of the behalf of the council, the consultative council in India, is Christian Nwosu.
Okay, Christian Nwosu.
Yes, if you go to, do you have a Skype account? Do you have Skype account?
No. Is it in Delhi? Is it in New Delhi? Because New Delhi is the capital city of India. Is it in New Delhi or in Mumbai?
I think he's in New Delhi. I think Christian Nwosu, he's listening. He traveled. He's listening. He may call in to tell us where he is. But what I want you to do is to send us a text message with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. Text message with your name, email address, and telephone number, so we can forward it to Christian.
Okay, there's no problem. I will text you a message now. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It is happening this evening. People are knowing each other. You can hear your brother there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
You can hear your brother talking, who is in New Delhi. This is what we're talking about. The spreading fire that is the genuine Biafran freedom fighters all over the world. We are coming together as one. We are moving together as one. This is the only time, if people can recall, that people are calling into anywhere in the world and saying, where are my brothers? Where are my sisters? It has never happened any other place since after the war. This year now on Radio Biafra, people are phoning in and asking Radio Biafra, please put me in touch with my fellow Biafrans. That is what we're here to do, to build that unbreakable bond of brotherhood, to build that unbreakable bond that will lead us into victory. Because victory is assured. Very shortly, we'll tell our people what it means to be a Biafran. A lot of people don't know what it means. But very, very soon, we'll tell them. Chukwudebunye Ekpa is here. Ekpa, we are continuing our efforts to make sure that the worldwide coordination of the demonstration goes very well, very peacefully. And where are we now in terms of the state of preparedness of the editorial board of Radio Biafra in terms of coordinating this worldwide effort?
Yeah, you know, the director, I've been fostered with the job of the publicity of this very event. And we're leaving no stone unturned to make sure that we have a formidable worldwide rally all over the world that people will remember for a long time to come. And it now depends on all our Biafran members worldwide to be able to mobilize people towards what we are doing. As time goes on, we are going to inform them on how we are going to go about it, and then how we are going to dispatch every single thing necessary to be able to publicize the demonstration. We are on the verge of organizing things and producing all the necessary materials that we might need there, like banners and caps and vests and every necessary thing, stickers, every necessary thing that we will use to publicize this event and let people know, including we're going to use diaries, we're going to use pens, we're going to use the almanac. A lot of things that we are working on. We have got all every single thing on blueprint, and then we are going to be able to put them, send it them to members to be able to choose what they want. Then we'll be able to dispatch them, and we'll let them know how we're going to go about it.
Yes,
so it's the duty of the Radio Biafra to inform them of what we're doing, because we want to do this, and we will show them the organizational activity of the Biafran.
Yes.
Because we're going to do this to show them that when we say we're going to do things, we do it and do it very well. We're not going to do it halfway or half-heartedly. We are coming out for this, and we are coming out like Biafran.
Yes, we are going to make it work, and work it shall. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Emeka. I'm coming from Qatar. I'm calling from Qatar. From Anambra.
Okay, yes. You're calling from Qatar. I mentioned Qatar previously. Have you registered? Are you the one that registered?
Yeah, I'm the one.
Because there's another person from Qatar as well. So it's a good thing. It seems to me this evening, anywhere I mention, they come online to show that people are listening. Which is very good. Please, how many of have you ever come across a fellow Biafran in Qatar before?
I'm not talking about, but before I was getting back of myself when I was in Nigeria, Tunisia, before I came over to Qatar.
Okay, you were a member at Tunisia. Okay. Under Moneke, is it? Do you know Moneke?
Yeah. It was under Moneke then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know now, that. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Now I volunteer myself for our freedom. But what I want to say is that anybody that wants to lead us again, let him or her not to disappoint us, because what happened between us and it was Ricky. I'm very, very disappointed when he released from prison. Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, when he was released, we went to him. What we are expecting from him is not what we are seeing again.
Yes, what we need to do, my brother, before you continue, stay where you are on Skype. We have a very important call from Russia. Let's take it. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Well, I'm coming from Russia. I'm the head of Biafra Citizen in Russia.
Yes, we expected.
So,
I said you called yesterday. You didn't. Carol Monde said she's been in touch with you people in Russia. You and your group and the wives as well, and that you people are very strong in Russia, and will be joining the worldwide demonstration to coordinate it from Russia. Is that correct?
Yes, our wife is going to do the protest very soon with our children. You know, because of the security purpose, we want to use our wife and our kids to start the protest first, to make the awareness, you know. And there is a good news. Russia, the way I see the Russian government, they are not ready to support Nigeria anymore, you know, because of our own contact over here.
Good.
So, before October 1st, our kids and our wives will do the first protest before the worldwide protest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I need what I need from you, especially in that I want you to, you know, we need awareness for many people in Russia to contact me, so that we have a lot of people here, you know. So I would like to, I would like you to make awareness so that a lot of people will know about it.
Yes,
from, you know, from that side.
We are going to do that. What I want you to do when you finish this conversation, you will send me a text on this number. You will send us a text on this number. I'm saying me because I'm only here alone now. Karomonde has left, and Uchemefo is at the control. Chukunebunezepa has joined us remotely. So you will send me a text message now on this number that you called. Give me your name. Give me your email. Give me your address in Russia. Tell me where you come from in Biafra land, and somebody will be in touch with you tomorrow.
No, I'm already see the phone already, you know. I'm already getting the price from your people, you know. Okay? I'm already getting the price.
Okay.
I'm already see the phone.
Oh, that is very good. That is wonderful then. That is very, very wonderful. Yeah, that is good. That is very good. So, okay, good. But what we want you to do is the other people that you're working with, the other 10 in Russia, because I mentioned Russia today again and you are now on the line. The other 10 from Russia, they must also volunteer individually. They must volunteer individually. It is very, very important that they volunteer.
I'm working towards it. You know that we don't have people in here, but I need people that are real, you know?
Yes.
I need people that love Biafra, not just people like that, you know?
Okay.
So, I will send you my phone number in this phone now, so that anybody that contacts me from Russia will let me, will talk directly to me.
Okay, wonderful.
Our group here is the Great Biafra in Russia. The University of Biafra in Russia.
That's very good.
We have it in Facebook page.
Yes. That's
so,
very, very good. I will hear that. Send me the details.
I will send you my number.
I'll call you. Yes, do that. Do that immediately, please.
Okay.
Bye. All of you. Thank you, Bana. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, my brother Namdi Kalu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Saint Okuchukwu. I'm calling from Bangalore, India.
Bangalore, India. India is on the march again. Have you made contact with Christian Mwosu?
Yes, you know, the last time I called, I told you I felt the form, the volunteer form, and I told you I have not received a confirmation call from you up to this moment or email.
Did you?
And I tried to search Christian Wusu on Skype. I couldn't find Christian Wusu. I don't know.
Okay. What I need you to do now after this conversation is to send us your details, your name, your telephone number, and also your email address. Also tell us your address where you're living, the country, and tell us where you come from in Biafra land. Send it to us, and then we'll be able to get in touch with you. Let us by tomorrow. You will hear from us. I will make sure I pull somebody into the studio to make sure they write to you before 12 noon UK time tomorrow.
All right. Honestly, I really want to be part of this particular history because I know it's going to be a history on that particular date because we would take the world by storm. You know, something that happened before.
Of course,
you
know, we will. Thank you very much. My brother, stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
This is Adam. For long now, I've been trying to contact the Norway.
Yes. You've been trying to contact before. If you contact us from, say 7:35, 7:40, then we can take call. And sometimes the calls come in too much, so we do apologize. We didn't take your call, but you're through to us now. Please.
Okay, that's no problem. Can you use your source? Because since all the time and my truck and no tone, in fact since 5 days can gap I become very happy now for mono keta. So never work out on carrying them number.
Yes.
I need to go appointment.
Kebisinapo.
Italy
is in Italy. I'm a man.
So, you know, I'm a number soaker. So all the music because even other men say na mo na ma pokata go na ma fuhuno. Or when I see na ndi madu karaga kare, no nya batra ma fuhuno. When you say okay, so I can try aka. Because you know, open a nano caso or do akoko, akoko ni na nano. I don't know, I didn't make it ayora. So on the Sunday, can you je kama kaima kaige makanje aina padue maka.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay for ya.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be able to assign a card to animal because of it.
Okay. Kembunuga, Kembunu Wenzukonka. When are you having this meeting?
I didn't want to come on Sunday.
Sunday.
One day.
Good, wonderful, wonderful. So, Italy is rising up now. That is wonderful. We are waiting for France. We have not heard from France. I don't know if it is the French language. We are not hearing from France. France people are sleeping. Well, French, Biafrans are sleeping. We want to know what is happening. Tycon and all the rest of them from France. What is happening to France? We cannot have this demonstration without France. We must be in Paris as well. Paris is important to us. We need Portugal. We need Spain. All these areas are important. All the Latin countries in Europe are important. So if Italy is meeting on Sunday, that is good news. We need the 10 names from Italy sent to us on Sunday after your meeting so we can start coordinating things immediately.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Good luck, eh?
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. That's our sister from Italy. They are saying Italy is coming up. She is the one leading Italy. Ngozi and her husband are the people leading in Sweden. We want to move ahead and get this struggle done and dusted. We want to be free. I want to see freedom before I die. That is very, very important. We must see freedom before we leave this earth. It is critical. Please, our brother on Skype, you're going to speak. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
From Germany.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Actually, me contribute near the info.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Go ahead, we are listening, go ahead.
So, in charge of yesterday, Nnarapobu Kamuwara Maka, the topic of the Britain yesterday. Imago, Omona, I have Ndigbo. And they believe that as Ndigbo concerned, I need to put in public and I shout now for, you know, I mean, Britain and Britain our problem. We all know it because not their interest I want to protect. So I want to have a loan of when I negotiate here with them. And it's all about politics. Only one on a Britain there should make sure that Nandabai Gagota politics in Britain, buy in their houses, because this is one of the things democracy will give you. It's all about negotiation. And at the end of the day, our interest, and that interest is what they will always defend, regardless of whatever they are doing. I like, you know, Ndausa more than us, or us more than Ndausa. But the question, Bo, we should stop shouting. Yeah, I get men as people concerned. Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. We are listening attentively. You're making a very good point.
So, I believe that now, I hope to get up a little bit of the level of this discussion. Because now, here about who check, I know now. You know, Obu, in fact, which, no, Britain, but the problem, which everybody knows, as people concerned, my brother, Kaito Kona, no. I have won the bitterness. You see, they don't discuss all this issue without bitterness, because at the end of the day, all we check, I do very much appreciate that, but you know, mana, who feel the very, more I got a chavo, the organizational strength got carried out because radio the okay I can have but actually make the kind of structure you got to go every kid carry this this came, what I know, to the conclusion. Because keep in mind, millions have died because of issue of diaspora. And I don't expect that now it will end. Now, and there was something that we must get tomorrow or next tomorrow. Let us understand.
Let me ask you, why not tomorrow or next tomorrow? Tell me your reason why you think it can be gotten tomorrow or next tomorrow. Give me your reason.
Because now, if, for example, just like yesterday, when I was listening yesterday, that now you are fighting a war with somebody who has always been an obstacle for over 50 years.
Yes.
That person has sent people, that person has infiltrated your home, your local government. The person has studied through your people and understands. And the indicator that he provided the means for you. So you are, I mean, you need to understand that now. If this is the case, he is not going to sit idle watching you trying to achieve your aim. And so if I get men abroad just to shout, and just like my brother yesterday was very angry about the church, or men was come back, I was able, and we should not be apologetic for being Ndebo. We must return back to our heritage, that identity, which is our men. My father now, when everyone in India, and now you think it is an insult, and we must go back to that. Here I am at your outside. We will never get it until I understand they are the foundation in the world. They don't go to church, and then they go to the church. Understand that now, anything you are to achieve in life, just like with the rights, so. Everybody that knows a video good is movement. Oh, yeah, question, but I like it, overall, I agree. But he understands the Canada that they are not sleeping, they have the resources. If you look at what has been wasted in Nigeria, we call it a waste in Nigeria, but don't worry, they go by it. You know, and you have to understand how much is Nigeria. If you understand the type of ego now put in that country, then you know that now you have a very big way to go. So instead of in there now, they shout, what we have to do now is good. Guys, listen to one another. Well, the vice here means, KKGC discuss here, KD means, so we are in everybody and I'm in the good at the plan, you know. So, Omua is all for Biafra, but at the same time, I understand the Canada that the structure for now is not there. You know, when you look at our five governors, I mean, the five states I am
Let me, I want to take you on the points you have raised one after the other. You said the structure is not there. Who will build the structure?
My brother, as now, once you made an observation, it becomes an obligation. I applaud you for having started. But what I'm trying to explain is that sometimes emotion is good, but we need something more than that. This is the right course. And so I would have expected now, first of all, curricular organizational structure.
Structure? Tell us. I want to know that structure in Ekwukwe. Go ahead.
Now, first of all, now, Otua, London now, the Wendy was scattered everywhere in the whole world. One of the first things Unwa Yebukenozo Mekenebu to understand the capacity of Ndebo in various locations, Hano, and the political consciousness, our people are not aware. Our people are not informed. We have been politically discouraged to even think about issues of politics, and all other politics can take decisions that affect all of us.
My so, brother, you are moving two steps ahead of me and the listeners. They want to understand. The KP came here, you could one after the so can we keep zeroing here? Can you got a elegant? What is the structure? In our Kwasimoku, people are not politically aware or informed, which is what Radio Biafra is doing. So, Kowarani, this you mentioned structure. What is that structure in a group? We want to get the solution. The structure you want to see in place. So can you mama game implement we can gani who want to be a process or so? We accept what you're saying, Biko.
Okay. Thank you. What I mean by structure.
Hey, please try and call back. You were saying something about structure. We want to hear what this structure is. This structure we want to hear. Because a lot of our people come and they say, we want this, we want that, we want this. I wanted to ask our brother, Beth, what have you done about putting this structure in place? Biafra doesn't belong to Radio Biafra Editorial Board. It doesn't belong to Bilie Human Rights Initiative. It belongs to everybody. What have you done? Eba, are you there? Eba, are you there?
I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead. You heard what our brother said about structure.
Maybe
he's calling back. He's calling back to give us this structure. I want to hear this structure. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, I'm calling from Germany. I'm on your Kachuku agenda.
Yes, please. Yes, go ahead. Please. Sorry, go ahead.
Please, I heard what one guy that called from Germany was saying.
Yes.
Please, I think it's really right time we stop this kind of people, that demoralize the heart of people. Really, these are the most material their friend needs. Because these are the people who need the cause of our problem. These are the governor of Anambra State, the type of governor of Anambra State and the Imo State governor. These are the type. These are the people who doesn't know what their people are feeling. Really, we don't need this kind of people, really.
So you're not
emotion or whatever, but he cannot do anything. What have you been doing? Is it not a man? Oh, yeah. You are German. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be German. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be Biafra.
Okay.
I'm going to be Biafra. I'm going to be emotion. I'm going to be 45 ideas, but he couldn't bring it to bring Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When he calls us, he will give us the 44 steps he is talking about. But for now, Eba is still waiting. We don't mind going on this evening because we need to take everybody's call. If you have suggestion, please give it to us. We want your suggestions. If we are doing something wrong, you tell us what we are doing wrong and we'll correct it and move forward as one family. This is they have gone. But please go ahead. I do apologize for having kept you waiting. Please go ahead. You had everything. Please summarize for us. But are you there?
I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. Summarize for us. It seems you're not hearing me quickly enough. Please summarize for us. Go ahead.
I heard what the guy, the chap that phoned from Germany was saying. What happened is, I think he has not been following Radio Biafra, what we have been doing. You see, he's trying to drag us behind.
He doesn't know the structure we have, and he doesn't understand what we are doing. And he doesn't understand that it's not easy to organize people and be scattered all over the world. For us to have gotten to the level in which we did, it means that there's a lot of administrative capacity that went into it. And you know the amount of time and effort we have put into this. And
yes, but you're absolutely right. Maybe he hasn't been following what we've been doing, because if he's been following what we've been doing, he would have realized that here at Radio Biafra, we've gone past that stage. He doesn't even know we're in court. He doesn't know that we have set up a 10-man council in every country. He doesn't know that. You see, this is why I love Igbo people so much. My people, I love them, and that is why I will do anything to serve them. I cannot lead them because I'm not worthy to lead them, but I will serve them as a loyal servant. You remember the saying, "Na onye anaghị ebe liri ozu na abọ ya n'ụkwụ." Do you have you remembered that before? You remember it very well. It is a saying. You know that very well. Onye anaghị ebe anọ liri ozu na abọ ya n'ụkwụ. That is exactly what has happened. He wasn't here with us from the beginning, and he doesn't know what we are doing. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from Spain. My name is Samson Uzochi.
Go ahead, please. You're welcome to the program.
Yes, my brother. I have some contributions to make concerning the progress of the good work that you guys have started.
Thank you.
I heard that we are coordinating a worldwide protest.
That is correct. The whole world, yes. Everywhere in the world. If you are serious about Biafra, we must protest, yes.
I think, don't you guys think it would be better for us to handle it in a way whereby we will get to the bottom of what we actually want to achieve? By that, I mean Europe, and maybe America, Asia, and maybe Africa or something like that. It would be much more easier for everybody to mobilize, probably in a place like London or whichever country that you guys think it would be better for everybody to converge. And when we finish with that of Europe, we may now move to Asia to coordinate the people in Asia so that everybody will gather together in a country that we feel will be much more better for everybody to gather themselves, Hong Kong, Japan, or whichever place that we think would be better, and maybe America or South America or something like that. Because if we handle it this way, it will be much more better, because we will gather a lot of people at the same place, at the same time, to create, you know, that population. And maybe invite the press people, and then make it something that will be big and make sense. Then handle it in the way that you guys want to handle it, a worldwide demonstration. I live in Malaga, for example. I have people that live in Tenerife. Mm-hmm. And this Tenerife is a different island from the mainland itself.
I know
Tenerife. Thank you, sir. I think it will be funny, at the end of the day, probably, 7 people will gather in Tenerife, maybe in Malaga that I reside, maybe 10 people will gather in Malaga, maybe if you go to Valencia, maybe 6 people will gather in Valencia, and then maybe if you go to Tokyo, maybe 4 people will gather in a different city, because what different cities in these countries, you know? Maybe UK there that you guys live, maybe Manchester, or other different provinces or cities at the same time. Maybe we'll have 6 people here, 10 people here, 4 people here, 3 people here, worldwide, as you guys have said it worldwide, because I've been listening to people coming in from India, Russia, and things like that. And these countries, you have different states or cities or whatever they have over there. So, if 10 people gather in Malaga, and then 6 people probably gather in Tenerife, 4 people in Karachi, 2 people... My brother, this is not a demonstration. This may be a bunch of drunkards or people that have nothing to do. And then maybe...
Can I then
public nuisance at the end of the day.
Thank you. Can I then address your point one after the other? How many many Biafrans or Igbos or Idomas or Ibibios or Ijaws, Ishekiris, Urobos do you have in the whole of Spain?
I cannot give you an exact figure, but I know we are many here.
Anecdotal. You are many in Spain. So if if you cannot get them to congregate in Madrid, how can you get them to congregate in Japan?
Listen, my brother, you must understand something. What you must understand is, you started it.
No, and my brother don't know.
My calling Radio Biafra and speaking probably to your audience means you started it. If you leave a public announcement that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, after all, I'm about football, man, like Japan, the whole world has converged. I'm about Champions League, Roland or whatever, the whole world has converged. What are we talking about here?
But you've not answered my question. If you cannot converge, you said Champions League. If you cannot converge in Madrid when you are living in Spain, how can you converge in Tokyo? You've not answered that question.
No. I have not said that I will leave Madrid, Malaga, to move to Tokyo to demonstrate. I have not said that. But I can move to UK. I can move to Madrid. I can move to Holland. If it's within Europe,
because
it will be much more easier for let the 10 people gather in London. And 10 people from the whole of UK will manage to gather 50 people. Maybe Spain, about 30 people will move to London. Then different countries, France and all the countries in Europe, will manage to gather probably about 300, 400, 500 people. But where 500 people gather in the same course, police presence will be there, pressmen will be there, and they will now send the message that the demonstration is supposed to send.
Now, let me address you.
I don't understand what I'm saying.
I do, but let me allay your fears, please. If you think we have been in this thing only from yesterday. If we call out a protest in London and 500 people we are to attend, we'll consider it a failure. We are looking at
500. I have not said 500. I'm only giving you an estimate.
Thank you, but I'm telling you.
It remains better. Everybody converge in one place.
I've been listening to you. You don't want to listen to me. People don't have the travel allowance maybe that you have. You have citizenship. You can go to anywhere. Many people don't have that. That is number one. Number two, the cost of logistically pulling all these people together is almost impossible. That is number two. Yes. Number three, in every country of the world, there is nowhere you go to, apart from the tiny Caribbean islands, that you have less than 500 Biafrans living there. If, my dear brother, if all of you cannot gather in... Hang on, let me finish, please. If you people in Spain cannot gather in Madrid for a protest, that means you're not ready for Biafra. That's the meaning of it. The essence of what we are doing is to what we are trying to do, understand this very clearly, is to establish a precedent never before attempted. We will start demonstrating from 12 noon in Japan, 12 noon in Philippines, 12 noon in Malaysia, 12 noon in Sydney, all over the world until we hit the western coast of the United States. The reason is very, very simple. We are not going to be able to, I will say this again, we are not going to be able to logistically pull people together. I cannot house 30 people from Spain. The money is not there. If we have $1 billion now, there is nothing we cannot do. I do not have, Radio Biafra do not have, the editorial board do not have, our listeners do not have that type of money to pull everybody in. I understand what you're saying is perfectly fine. That type of protest is going to come. It will happen home in our own soil. So it's not talking about Biafra. Time will come when everybody with their idea all over the world is telling us how Biafra is going to come, which we accept. I accept your point. That big monster demonstration you're talking about will happen in our homeland.
Then, my brother, there is no need we making ourselves look cheap. Take for instance,
yes,
I managed to gather 10 people in my neighborhood, all their friends.
No.
Who knows we have demonstrated?
You are not listening to me, my brother. Eweli, you're not listening to me. All of you from Spain, Malaga,
yeah.
Valencia,
yeah.
Barcelona,
yeah.
Basque,
yeah.
The Pamplonia or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You gather in Madrid, in Spain, all of you. Go and mobilize them. You are a very good talker. You have a very strong voice. Go and mobilize the people around. Say, we are going to Madrid to demonstrate in Madrid. Are you afraid of Madrid?
No. We are in this together.
Thank you.
If we are to proceed it this way, it is very, very easy. You there in UK have access to the Nigerian embassy here. If I may advise you, Nigerian embassies has their own regional Nigerian representative in each city here in Spain. In China as well, they have their regional representatives. It will be much more easier to speak with, even if you don't want to work with any, you don't want to work with the consular office. You can work with probably people that have been calling in, and you have to get okay. this starting point. You have to begin from somewhere for mobilization.
One
person will not mobilize the second person, and then this awareness will not be created.
Yes.
Then when this awareness is created, mm-hmm. then the issue of demonstration will not be coordinated. After all the regional representatives
mm-hmm.
have agreed that yes, my side is ready. If you have a representative now in Spain and he confirms to you that his side is ready, somebody in India confirms his side is ready. So, when these people have confirmed to you that their side is ready, and then before the issue of a worldwide proclamation of a demonstration cannot be put forward. Yes, I'm representing Biafra.
Brother, I need to bring
before up.
Don't leave. Don't leave yet. Don't go anywhere yet. Can I have your name again, please? Because your number is right. Can I have your name?
Samson. My name is Samson. Samson is what
you say. Thank you very much, Samson. What I want you to do is very, very simple. Go and start doing the mobilization now. This is Radio Biafra. We don't do theory at radio. We don't know what theory is. We believe in practice.
Yes.
Go and do your mobilization now. Start from this very night to mobilize people. And what you need to do is, what your suggestion would then be put to the people are listening and eager to contribute. Then we put your suggestion to the whole world. To give us, because here we believe in democracy. What one person says,
my brother.
So I agree with you completely. You have bought me over. I agree with you. Don't worry. But let's see what other people will have to say about it. And then
it is achievable. Let me add it before I leave. It is achievable. But you must understand something. Let me know what one is what doing well. If I'm to do that, I'm not saying I'm taking. I want to do. But yes. If anybody is to do that, first and foremost, they need to bring in the pressmen, because it's the pressmen that will send the message to the world. I'm not going to coordinate and demonstrate and go to the radio station or the TV station to say I have demonstrated for Biafra. No, it won't make sense. So the pressmen ought to be on standby as we're demonstrating, even if it's 10, 20, 15 people that are there, without the pressmen, nothing is done. And this is also the coordinated.
You see, this is why I love my people. I love Igbo people very much, because I keep saying this all the time. Everybody wants to know what is happening, and I don't blame them. All that has been taken care of. If you turn out at Madrid that day, you will see the world press in Madrid. If you're at Tokyo, you will see the world press in Tokyo. If you're in Manila in Philippines, you will see them. You're in Canberra in Australia, they will be there. Leave these things to us. We are veterans of this struggle. We know what to do. We know our mistakes from the past, and it cannot be repeated. This is a categorical assurance to you and to all our listeners. Just for the very first time in our lives, let us do as the crowd wants us to do. The population, the majority of the Biafran people say, demonstration in each country, 12 noon on a particular day across the world, from the sunset, from sunrise in Japan to sunset in California. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Epa, you may now come in, please. It's been very, very long-winded. So people are trying to take us back.
I can hear what our brother in Spain is saying, but he doesn't know that the logistics of bringing people from all over the world and the transport there by aeroplane and by
whatever means are going to come will be so very, very, people can afford it. And if we try to do that, and they for them to stay in a hotel and all that, they might as well donate the money towards the cost. So I think what we should do is to continue. It's my own opinion. Is to continue where we are doing it. Wherever people are, they should organize themselves locally there. And then it's only when we move to the Biafra and anybody can travel down to help, and when we actually move down to make the impact at home. But at the moment, we must continue on our plan of organizing this. Wherever everybody is residing, they should organize their own there in the capital city where everybody will meet, and then make impact there. So that is what I think we should carry on, and then we should be not going to. I think that's the best alternative we have. Any other alternative will be very, very difficult for us to coordinate, and not a lot of people can afford it, and it will be too expensive.
They don't know that some of us do management consultancy in this country. We don't wash plates, we don't sweep the street. The reason why white people employ us sometimes is to solve problems. Some of us are problem solvers. That is what we do to eat. That is why they employ us and they pay us. Before we do anything, we've gone into it, we've thought about it long and hard, and we've decided on the very best option. Our listeners said, set up a Biafran presence in every country in the world, and we are doing that for the very first time. It's never been done before. Before we went to court, people said, don't take Nigeria to court. Oh, please, it's impossible. How can you do that? No, let's go to Hague. We said we've done the homework. If you file this case in the Hague, they'll throw it away and ask you to go back to Nigeria to file it. So we know what we are doing. We have intellectuals, people who have devoted over 20 years researching and studying Biafra, knew where the mistakes were made, and vowed never to repeat those mistakes ever again. So we know where we're going. If you're strong, you come with us. If you're a coward, you stay by the side. We will go and get Biafra, with or without you. And as they keep reminding us, when Joshua and Caleb went to the land of Canaan, they said, we saw giants, we can't go in. Hey, why are you coming? They said, no, we'll take it. Biafra has been given to us by God. We are not complacent, but Biafra is our own gift from God. And as people are saying, let's go back to Omena and Omena, our Omena never feared anybody. We go out and we get what we want from our people. We don't want anybody to be scared. We don't want people to be afraid, because Biafra is for everybody. Please do not be scared. Let's go to Skype now. Obinna Timothy has been waiting very patiently on Skype. Let's take this call. Please give us your name and where you are. You've been waiting very patiently, please.
My name is Obinna Timothy. I'm calling from Senegal, Dakar.
Yes, go ahead and make it very brief, because we are running very late this evening. We've overrun 9 p.m.
What I'm trying to say, my dear brother, there is something that you said right now concerning being a coward. Actually, to be frank with you, the only a coward people in Biafra land is people that is not, their blood is not from Biafra. And that's what I believe. Because anybody that is blood from Biafra, that born by Biafra blood, can never be a coward. That only people that born by the during the wartime by Hausa people and other strangers that is not from Biafra is only a coward. That's what I believe. Because I always tell some people here by concerning the Biafra, and I hear some sort of words from them, which not supposed, and which that makes me to believe they are a coward. So what I'm trying to say, I hear something about consign a Boko Haram and strike close to home of their chief, sponsored by Bulgaria. This, I don't know if this I was thinking, maybe this may be politician by the Nigerian, but if this may be lay, because I know Nigerian politics, not Biafra, I talk about Nigerian.
Boko Haram carried out an attack. It's on a website near Buhari's house. Yes, it's true.
Yes. If it's real, that is Boko Haram.
It's Boko Haram. It's Boko Haram carried out an attack that they killed five police officers confirmed in the morning. Yes.
It's very good to happen for them. So I believe that is work of God. So what they are doing to Biafran people will turn against them. Because I believe that people that is genuine, things like this will never happen to them. Except what is happening to them by the people that are born by Biafra, that call themselves Biafran, which they are not Biafran. Which like somebody like Ozo Kano, I can say it. Somebody like Peter Obi,
I will say that kill our brothers in Anambra State. That even kill my own man, Obinna, the same son and wish Obinna for. Is in my, if I give my Facebook, you will see that it's my Facebook, it's my own man. Wish that brother that he kill will long ever for his own life, and he will keep his own career in this world we are. Because as I'm talking to you, as I'm talking to this Biafra radio right now, I feel hurt by things that is happening in Anambra State. I don't expect that kind of a thing happen where that Ojukwu come from. Wish that Peter Obi is happened by killing our own men, by giving an order. Because if you do not give an order, an outside man cannot come from nowhere, from his own state, to come to our own Biafran land and kill somebody. So what I'm trying to say is, we should try and tell some, because we should try to tell some other that calling to let some Biafran people, not by people that born by another blood, people that born by Biafran blood, to expose to other people to know what is going on. Because we are here, we are almost about 7 in this Senegal now that registered in Biafran websites. The other ones have given me their web, their names, which I will send to you right now when I finish this news now. Okay. So I will send it to you.
Thank you very much. And on that note, we bring today's broadcast to an end. Thank you very much, my brother from Senegal. Senegal is very powerful, is very strong. We like what people are doing. Please continue. In the same vein, of course, we keep mentioning Australia, we keep mentioning Malaysia, we keep mentioning India all the time. But today, we are glad to say we can add Germany to that equation, we can add Italy to that, we can add Spain to that, we can also add Sweden to that, as well as Belgium, where people have said that we will do our best to make sure that things are moving forward. We need to hear from Canada. Canada, it is very, very critical that you let us know your state of preparedness. The 4 time zones in America, we need to also understand your state of preparedness. Our sister from California, we want you to call back. Our brothers in Texas, please do call back. Those of you in New York, we want an update on the 4 time zones in America, your state of preparedness. We don't want anything to hold us back. In every country, bar the small islands, you have more than 500 Biafrans. They must come out, go and talk to them, mobilize them. Just get them to listen to Radio Biafra, and the work is done halfway for you. Please, we must always keep our eyes focused on the ball. Please, if you can give us, by way of closing remark, your views, your thoughts, your opinion, your hopes, your aspirations this evening before we close, please.
Yeah, I want to thank our listeners making their time to listen to today's program from the publicity department of BBL and the Radio Biafra. We are thanking you for listening to this today program, and to let you know that we are organizing this worldwide rally, that worldwide demonstration, that we are getting things necessary ready so that there will be no, we will leave no stone unturned to achieve what we we've set out to do, and that it's going to go in such a big way that people will remember it for a long time to come. So we are saying that we should all keep up the faith, and forward never, backward never. Thank you for listening to Radio Biafra today. And then keep listening and keep up the faith and keep mobilizing. Keep mobilizing the people and keep spreading the news.
Thank you very much, and thank you. That was Tukune Ebunyeze Ba, who is the publicity secretary for Bilie Human Rights Initiative and also a member of the Radio Biafra editorial board, the management team that runs Radio Biafra, of which I happen to be the humble servant and the director of. As I would say, wherever you are this evening, wherever you've listened to us from, we thank you. We ask God in heaven to be able to bless you and bless your family and all your handiwork. And from myself, Nnamdi Kanu, your very humble servant, and by the grace of God, somebody who will always serve you till we get Biafra in truth and honesty. There will be no lies, there will be no deception, there will be no deceit. Our hands are very clean, as they would say. And God himself in heaven knows this. And through his mercy, Biafra shall come. We expect to see you tomorrow, once again, 7 p.m., London time. Good evening from London, and God bless you wherever you are.
bang. I ain't no takaneno. Ain't no one kind no abro bang. I ain't jabo funachuku. I ain't a lucaneno sondo. Wellota. Much bookel I know. I ain't well enough for me. We're building Udo Nandoqua. Sandwe me ganyo mo ufoda de lo tazina chuku dipo o sandwe me ganyo mo ufondo na tuzie kwa mo rele lo 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 le le la 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 rele lo 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 Sunday, make any fair.